and welcome to another episode of our podcast 1000 Years of Beer from the world's oldest brewery, Weinstephan.
You totally caught me off guard here because you always say hello and welcome everybody, and now you say hello and welcome, and I'm like, what? But what? Yeah, okay. It is what it is. I guess we have to live with another greeting today.
Oh, really? Did I do something different?
I was not aware of it. I mean, I have to listen to the episodes a couple of times when I cut them, okay. So I noticed.
So normally I say hello and welcome everybody.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's a new year, so we have to try something new.
Yeah.
And that's the only new thing you get all year. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I like to break out of barriers, you know, trying new things.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you for
welcome in 2025.
That's what it is. Thank you for tuning in again. We'd like to give you a short overview of what's to come this year, of what's happening in 2025, and at the same time take a little look back to 2024 and, you know, just tell you a little bit about our last year. And meaning last year, the big topic in Freising over here was 1300 years of Corbinian. This was the big anniversary that we celebrated. It's been 1300 years since Corbinian arrived in Freising, who is obviously not only important to the city of Freising, but also to Weinstephan, because he founded the monastery in 725, only 1 year later. So we're in the second year of celebrating 1300. But over the last year, Freising was the center of Corbinian history, basically, with the special exhibition of the Free State of Bavaria in our museum up at the Domberg on the hill where the big cathedral is. We celebrated with concerts, with cultural events, like smaller exhibitions, like arts. So there was a lot going on, organized by clubs in Freising, by the city of Freising, by the church, also by partner cities of Freising. And so there was a whole lot going on last year, which made Freising very interesting for people who came here. And of course, the one thing everybody saw was a big 1300, the big number, set up as a statue in the middle of Freising at the Marienplatz at Town Square. So that was something that we experienced the last year, and the most important part is we got to make a beer for it. And this anniversary beer was an unfiltered Helles to kind of put an emphasis on the tradition and on the history with such a traditional beer style. It was a lot of fun last year. People liked the beer, which was obviously good for us, and people celebrated the anniversary, and it was just a year full of culture, full of history, and full of people getting to know the story of Corbinian, which eventually leads to Weinstephan.
Yes, and Weinstephan, like you already mentioned, was after the arrival of St. Corbinian in 724, 1 year later, as the tale says, he founded the Abbey of Weinstephan, or the Monastery of Weinstephan, here on the Weinstephan Hill, where still today the brewery is. So like about 25 meters away from our museum where we are recording our podcast, the tale says that St. Corbinian found the so-called Corbinian's Well, so a water supply here on the hill. It's known as Corbinian's Wonder. With that water supply here on the hill, he and his brothers could found the monastery. And so in 725, the monastery of Weinstephan was founded. So actually, we are not celebrating that kind of 1,300 years anniversary of the founding of the monastery, because, you know, the monastery actually does not exist anymore since 1803. Only thing left is our brewery, and we are not so closely tied to the history of the monastery so that we are now celebrating this. We are more focusing and concentrating on the next big date for us, and this will be in 15 years, in 2040, when we are celebrating the 1,000 year anniversary of the official start of brewing here on the Weinstephan Hill.
Basically the 1,000 years of beer.
Basically the 1,000 years of beer. Correct. So, and But this is still a very interesting thing that the foundation of the Weihenstephan Monastery was 1,300 years ago. So I guess in our podcast and also at some things here, we will work on it a little bit to look a little bit deeper into the very early history of the monastery as far as we know from it.
And since we're obviously tied to Corbinian's history, we are also tied now to another monk's history.
That's correct.
And since we're the master of segues, this is the perfect way to move over to our next topic. Two monks we had to handle last year, and one of them was Corbinian, obviously, and the other one was Saint Bernardus, the Belgian monk. And we didn't have a meeting with the monk, but we did have a couple of meetings with the brewery, Saint Bernardus.
We did a very successful collaboration project with the Belgian brewery, Saint Bernardus, which is not only a business partner because they are officially our exclusive importer for Weihenstephan beers in Belgium since 2016. Now, we are actually befriended with a couple guys from the Saint Bernardus brewery. And so a few years ago, we already had the idea to do a collaboration with them. And last year, it came to life. Marcus and Marco, the two head of sales of the two breweries, are friends for many, many years now. And they decided to revitalize the Braupakt. The Braupakt is an international collaboration project Weihenstephan is doing from time to time for international beer collaborations with befriended breweries. The first Braupakt we did in 2019 with Sierra Nevada, and the second Braupakt last year, 2024, with Saint Bernardus. And Braupakt always means that not just two breweries brew beer together, it also means to thinking outside the box and trying new things. And so it was the first time ever that we brewed here in Weihenstephan a Belgian-style blonde ale. We used Belgian hops, grown and cultivated by the St. Bernardus Brewery in Belgium, and used them also here in our brewery for our beer. The common history or the similar history we have that we used to be abbey breweries, and that there are two monks that are famous for our brands, St. Corbinian for Weihenstephan and St. Bernardus for the St. Bernardus Brewery. We put those two monks on the front of our label and promoted the beer with it.
And it was a Belgian blonde ale.
So it was a Belgian blonde ale brewed in Bavaria by a Bavarian brewery.
It was
It was brewed actually also according to the brewery law. Exactly. So this was mandatory. So we also had to work on some things there to make it happen. But yeah, I guess it was a very successful beer. We sold it in more than 20 countries worldwide. Our friends from St. Bernardus helped us promoting it. And so it was a very successful year for us with that kind of special project. And also, I hope we gained some interest for our brand and our products with that kind of beer, especially in the field of fans of Belgium-style beers. But part of the Braupakt project is always the so-called, or how can we call it in
the
English?
Reverse Braupakt.
The reverse Braupakt. or because Braupakt also means giving and taking. So we give now back so that in 2024 we're brewing another collaboration with St. Bernardus in St. Bernardus. So now it's their turn to create a beer together with us, brewing at their brewery in Belgium, and then they are responsible for selling it and promoting it internationally with their official business partners. And we try and do our best to help them also promoting that beer and making it successful.
And what we can tell you is the name of it.
We can tell you the name. We cannot tell you the style now, but you will find out very soon, I guess, because also St. Bernardus will try something absolutely new for them in the brewery together with us, as we did last year with them in Weihenstephan. But the beer, I can tell you, also will again contain a picture of the two monks on the label, but in a different style, and I already saw it. It's pretty cool. And also, the name will be a little bit different. It will be not called Braupakt. The name will be Combine.
And this is the idea behind it. It's not. It's the idea is to fuse two worlds together. And obviously the Belgian and the German beer worlds, they do have some things in common, but beer-wise, they're totally different. And we're trying to, like we did with the Braupakt, we're trying to get best of the best of both worlds. And that's what it's all about. That's all we can tell you. You have to stay posted for more news.
Yeah, and we're pretty sure as St. Bernardus is a similar international brand as we are, we will get it, or you will get it in a couple of countries, not just in Europe, also internationally and worldwide. And you can be, very curious. It's going to be a cool thing, I guess.
But this is not the only new beer we do in another country, right?
No, actually, we are very proud and happy that we can make it happen to bring our brand new Helles to Korea. So also in the Asian market, we're doing some progress, also bringing some new beers and styles to the markets in the Asian region. And so Korea gets our new Helles. So it will be there more a little bit focused on retail. So they will get the new Helles in our cans. And so I hope this will give us a whole new perspective on the Korean market. And so they can be happy that, or I hope they will be happy, I hope it, with our product and that they will have fun with it.
And while you are listening to this, it might be already on the shelves because it was sent out in December, so it might be already on the shelves, but it's close.
But it's coming. It's coming soon. So
at least it's on the way.
At least it's on the way.
And, you know, there's always stuff to talk about when we talk about, you know, events in the world. So just to give you a brief overview, I don't want to make this too long because I know a lot of you probably won't be able to make it out to Weinstephan or to Freising the next year. But just to give you a short overview, we're going to start the beer year in April.
Yes.
It's with the official German Beer Day, which honors the Reinheitsgebot, the purity law. It's always on April 23rd is where it's celebrated. Over here in Freising, it's always Thursday during this week. So it's the 24th in Freising where we celebrate at Town Square. We have the Altstadtfest, the big city party in the middle of July. We have our own Weinstephaner Bergfest, our own brewery party at August 2nd. We have our Volksfest from September 5th to September 14th. And we have the Gillermoos Abendsberg, another big Volksfest where we are represented in a tent, from September 4th to September 8th. So these are basically the dates. If you can make it out, this would be a good time to book a vacation.
Yes, and it doesn't matter the time in the year when you're coming to Freising. Well, sometimes, yes, especially early January. The brewery is closed to do maintenance work, so there are no tours available. But over the rest of the year, you can go to weinstephaner.de and book a tour there. So you can write us an email. There are regular English-speaking tours. But if you're a bigger party, you can also book a special exclusive tour just for yourself on a more flexible date and time frame. So we would be very happy to welcome you here. We have a lot of guides who would love to do tours with you, all students of the brewing school here in Weinstephan. So I can guarantee you our tour guides are absolutely experts in when it comes to how to make beer, and they love what they do. You see that with every tour they're doing, and you get a tasting afterwards. You can have a fresh pretzel to it, and then after this, if you have the time, you can go maybe to the Breustübel and hang out in the beer garden there, or have a meal there. So it's always, I guess, a good idea to come here on the Weinstephan Hill. Oh my God, I'm thinking on beer again.
Well, it happens.
Yeah. So you can always come here on the Weinstephan Hill and visit the brewery. But be aware, make an appointment because the brewery is not open to the public regularly. You need to book a tour and book an appointment. Otherwise, we cannot let you in, unfortunately.
Exactly. And I know that you still have some international dates.
Yeah, a few just of them, a couple ones. Look in your area and in your country what's happening on Weihenstephan. Make sure to follow Weihenstephan Official on Instagram or on social media, but also maybe other country-related social media sites like Weihenstephan USA, Weihenstephan in the Netherlands. We have Weihenstephan Greece or Korea, so we do have actually from the importers actual related sites that will give you the latest information on not just products but also dates that are happening. But I have some dates that might be interesting for our international listeners.
Do it.
The Stäuben Parade in New York City in mid September. We're sponsoring the event. We're having a float there. We're going to be poured at Oktoberfest in Central Park. So if you want to combine a visit to the Big Apple and also maybe see there on the Fifth Avenue a typical New York parade, maybe that would be a time to do it. And also all over the world, Oktoberfests. You will find Weihenstephan beers on a couple of Oktoberfests. Is it from Australia to the USA or anywhere here in Europe? This will be the time of the year where you can find our fest beer and other Weihenstephan beers in that festive locations, and always a good time to taste our beer.
Sounds good to me. I mean, I can't wait. It's midwinter here, but I'm looking forward to the fest season again because it's just such a good time every year, basically, when we get to visit other countries and when people from other countries visit us, because that's also what's happening during Volksfest. Because I know that's when you guys at our export team are at your busiest, probably.
Actually, yes.
Welcoming people from around the world. But it's always a great time to catch up, to get face-to-face with people that you usually only see on Teams meetings or only get on the phone. And as they say, it's always best to talk to people in real life and to celebrate and have a beer together. And that's what this season is all about.
100%.
So I hope you got a quick glimpse into what's happening in the Weihenstephan universe this year, and just to got a quick review about what happened last year.
As an easy episode to start into the year, but exactly. What's coming on the podcast?
Exactly, we are going to talk to Dr. Taste, to Florian Lehnhardt again about sensory topics.
So this is one of our standard episodes we're now bringing to you regularly because actually they are one of our most successful episodes
100%,
too.
Yeah. 100%. That's what you guys want. That's what you guys give us the feedback because that's those episodes that.
And if you have questions on our episodes are on questions you have, if you have ideas on topics we should talk about, if you have direct questions to Florian, yeah, like in our sensory analysis episode, let us know, send them in podcast@weinstefaner.de. We would really love to have your input on the podcast, but also on your questions you have. Is it regarding on beer, on the beers, on the taste, on the history, or whatever you want to know?
We're happy to answer all questions. So
yeah, we would love to have more interaction with you in our community corner. But we will also have a technical episode again with one of our brewmasters. What will be coming there in the future. So this is also will be more kind of a standard. We will talk about food a lot again. So about especially classic food pairings. What we also will do, of course, then when the new collab is coming out, we will also have, I guess, a talk about that beer and or how it would taste and how this project was working. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess also scientific. We were thinking about making some science topics again. With a partner from the university. So also, if you have your ideas or wishes on it, let us know. We would love to hear that. And of course, we will have another episode with an international country. And we will do an episode with one of our brewery colleagues. So you will get to know another person, another face, or in that case, it's not face, it's
another voice.
Voice, another voice from the brewery, and what they are doing, what their job field is. And yeah, so you're getting a little bit more inside view on the different departments we have in the brewery.
That's what it is, I guess. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And
bye-bye, and have a great day and a good start into the new year.
Bye-bye.